brain does not take to halacha. So here there is our chem apchirin leitel b'rokim muzek, apayin leitel b'rokim muzek, apyog man leitel pishnai, v'nichsiovi, chelkei v'chilikochiv shemeis, in leitel b'rokim muzek. Now, os beis. So, os alev, the Gro points out that the Rashi is to the contrary of Rashi. But then in os beis, the Gro says, v'chilikochiv shemeis, nirtav bitzat, chilki shemeis. What does it mean? It means like this. He adds a few words. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't take away anything. But he just adds two words. Af yom hanitil pishnai b'nich ziyovi chelkei v'chilek ochiv shemeis chelkei v'chilek ochiv shemeis. So chelkei shemeis eini neitil b'rol ki b'mosk. By the way, it's what? So we have to add the two words. Chelkei shemeis in an eight the whole kibbutz. We have to add these words. So Rashi's pshat is as follows. In other words, according to Rashi, so he doesn't make a difference. And that point is the difference between Rashi and Rach. According to the Rach, so when do we say that he takes to halakim? If let's say Reuben and Shimon two brothers, and then. First, let's say, Yaakov died first. Reuben was still alive. But, some melee, Reuben Yarshin, let's say they were three brothers. Reuben, Shimon, Levi. And first, Yaakov died. So then, each one became entitled to one chilek. Reuben became entitled to one third, and Shimon to another chilek, and Levi to another chilek. Then, before the distribution was made by Bezdin, so Yaakov died. But first, Samin, so Reuben died. First Yaakov died. And then Reuben was still alive. And then, before the chukah was made of the Nechosim of Yaakov, so Reuben died. So we say that we do not say that inasmuch Reuben died. Yaakov died first, and then Reuben died. So since Reuben died, so two brothers remained. So Shimon will get a half, and Levi will get a half. We don't say that. But in view of the fact that it was all Muzek, that Yaakov died first, and then so that means. And then Reuben died. So when Reuben died, Reuben already possessed. The chukah didn't take place yet. But theoretically, he already, on a theoretical level, Reuben already possessed one third of Yaakov's nechosi. Then a month later, after the death of Yaakov, so Reuben died. Before the chukah was made. But at that time, it was already more the kalpidim. He didn't have a tarnish in his possession because the chukah was not made. But theoretically, Reuben was already possessed of one third of the nechosim of Yaakov. He was already Muzek. So we say, now Reuben died. So Reuben was Muzek of one third of one chilek in Yaakov's nechosim. So now in Shimon is the Yavim Eishes Reuben, not Levi. So then we say that he gets according to the Rach Pshat. So Shimon gets the chilek that Reuben yashent, even though Echlukah was not made as yet, and he also gets a second chilek. Masheikei that's Muzek. But in a case of Ro, what would be a case of Ro? A case of Ro would be if they are Reuben and Shimon and Levi, they are three brothers, and then Reuben died. And Yaakov was still alive, the father. And then a month later, Yaakov died. So in such a case, according to the Rach, he wouldn't inherit Reuben's chelek. Only if it's Muzek. In other words, if Yaakov died first, and the chukah wasn't made, and then Reuben died, So then, and Shimon is Miyavi, there is another brother Levi, so Shimon will get the Chalokim. He'll get his Chalik that he Yarshit at the time when Yaakov died, and he'll also get the Chalik of Reuven, that Reuven Yarshit when Yaakov died. Masheike, if Reuven died first, and then a month later, so Yaakov died, so then he will not get the Chalik that Reuven would be entitled to get. But then it would be divided 50-50, according to Rach. This is how the Rach explains. This is the Osalef in the bottom. Avol Rach Pireish, Sheneitl Chilekochi, Eloi Meis Oviv Kedemach. But if Meis Oviv Kedemach, and then the father died, then he is not Neitl Chilekochi. This is the Rach's Pshat. But, and most Rishayim appear to agree with the Pshat of the Rach. But Rashi's Pshat is not like that. Rashi's Shita is that there is a loche that seems the Priya Tari Rachmone, some mele, the brother Shimon, he yarshins the chilek of Reuven, not only if Yaakov died first and then Reuven died, but even if Reuven died first and then Yaakov died, so then, and Shimon is Niyad Rochel, Eishes Reuven, not Levi, so then Shimon yarshins in the Nechosim of Yaakov, he yarshins to Chalokim. So what is Ro? What is Ro? So Ro would mean if the grandfather, according to Rashi, so if the grandfather lived when the father died, and then the grandfather died, so then he will not yarshin, he will not take to Chalokim. So this is Rashi's pshat. So, in other words, v'chili kochim shemes, nirva v'tzad chelki shemes. So that means, af yovim ha'nedil pishnayim, v'nich ziovim, chelki, v'chili kochim shemes. So, eni neitil. So, chelki shomes, eni neitil v'rolki v'mufit. Chelki shomes, eni neitil v'rolki v'mufit. This is Rashi's pshat. שכוסבנו שהיום ילש נחזיוך את המס דווקא במורזוק עם ירוך אבל רואים לי אין נפל אין נפל בהם אלא כישור אחי מייתו, מייז וחיובי זוכה המייבים בן חוסים שהוא מורזוק עם ביודי ואיס אישו אבל כשיום הוא סעוב אין היום הוא נפל בהם כלום in other words, if the yom died before the father not the yom, I'm sorry, if the brother died before the father and then the father died, in a young nato ben klum, mitzadoche bamez. That's the pshat of the rach, v'chein adobo misbob, v'chein achil, v'chein kosvu, g'dei nisvora. G'dei nisvora, v'dei min, is the rabbi nechalane. U'mikol mokei, v'dei lia rabboni, that's rashi, mira shesivrin, sh'ayobo meitel chelkei v'chein kochi v'nichsio v'chshiyom. So according to rashi, so even if the Yovim died before the father, and then not the Yovim, sorry, even if Reuven, Yochiv Ames, died before the father, and then Yaakov died, so then he still the Yovim, and then Shimon is Miyavi, Rochel is Reuven, so then he still takes Chelkei v'Chilekochi, v'nich Ziyov v'Chiyos, even though Yaakov died after Reuven. So what does mean Ro? Upir Shishneipel Ro? במה שאוירו אבים לירי שדיים כגן שמייס אביהם בחי עסקנו. In other words, if Yaakov died in the lifetime of Yitzchok, and then Yitzchok died, so then he doesn't take the chilek of it. Then the Miri says, ועבדירי המחברים זהו מירי שכוסוקי. So he says that the Rambam שיטי is like Rashi. But it's not mashma, it's not nivuya and rashi at all. On the contrary, I mean, it's mashma. The Rambam in Peregimu Milchus Nachmet. The Rambam in Peregimu Milchus Nachmet. Halloche Zion said as follows. מי שיבה מי שסוחי. הרי הוא יירש כל נכסי אוכי במורזוכים. הרי הוא יירש כל נכסי אוכי במורזוכים. What is the plain? What comes within המורזוכים? In other words, those נכוסים that was מורזק ביד, the brother, at the time when he died. Those נכוסים that were מורזק ביד רובי, when he died. Now, if Yaakov was still alive, so he couldn't say that the property of Yaakov, who was still alive when Reuven died, that the Omurzeg the Yadruv. So on the contrary, it seems that the Rambam agrees with the Shir of the Rach. V'chol horuyin lovi l'acha mekan, and then the Rambam continues. V'chol horuyin lovi l'acha mekan, hareyu b'hem kechol l'ach. So isn't if at the time when Reuven died, so Yaakov was still alive, and then, let's say, a month later, Yaakov died. So isn't that horuyin lovi l'acha mekan? L'acham nisas Reuven. So he says, hareyu b'hem kechol l'ach. So it seems from the Pashtus Loshon of the Rambam. It seems that the Rambam agrees to the Shita of the Rach. שערי בחיר קורא איסה הקוסף, שנם אבוי הבחיר השתירי, יוקום על שימוך ומס, ולימוך השמי מלסחות. So I don't see, I mean, why the Biri says that the Shittus Rambam is like Rashi. We come to, we come past this Aloshi. It's mashma that the Shittus Rambam is like Rach. Here Rambam is like Rach. All right, I have to finish here because I want to give a share. I must give a share in the Kroes. Okay, so then we'll continue. We're discussing that. So go over for the next year. I mean the Gemara that meant the Machlokes, because I want to discuss the Shittus Rashi and the Rach. So that meant, so for that, but in the 2 minutes there will be the other Shia. That meant on the Dalet, the Machlokes came from the Kamel and Rabbi Yud, where the Achilles is even to Zohar Mechotim Shalom. Now, we saw that there is a machleket between Rashi and the Rach. So, according to the Rach, the Yovim takes the Chilek Kochi only in the case where the father died before the brother. Before the brother. But it wasn't distributed yet. And then the brother died. So then he takes to Chalok, because it's Murzek, it's the Aloche, that the Yovim takes to Chalok, takes the Chilek Kochi only be Murzek. So if the father, now let's say if the father died first, and at that time there were three sons, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and then Reuven, but it wasn't distributed yet. And then Reuven died, and Shimon was Miyav and Mishas Reuven and not Levi. Shimon takes the two Chaloki that is, first of all, his own Chilek, and then he also takes the Chilek of the brother Reuven. Shimon takes the Chilek of the brother Reuven because it was already Murzek when Reuven died, so he already owned it. It wasn't distributed, the chulke didn't take place yet. Masha'inke, if Reuven died first and then the father, then Yaakov died, so that's wrong. So he doesn't take the chilikoch. This is the Rashi. But according to Rashi, so even in the case where Reuven died first and then Yaakov, so he'll still take the chilikoch. He'll take two halot. So when do we say a naked rock in Murzek? In other words, that is, if the father died, he predeceased the grandfather. Now, the Miri, we saw that the Miri says that the Rambam explains like Rashi, and from the Rambam's Loshon it's not mashma like that, but the Rambam is the kashe against Rashi's pshat from the Gemara Daf Mem. All right. Das kommt alles. Mapril in Nito Broke wie Musik, Pirsche Raschesal, auf Jorn hat Nito beschneiden sich so wie Chelke in Chile Kochen von Meres in Nito Broke Musik. Schuhus al Sevea, die bin ich sehr oft in Nito Chelke in Chile Kochen. Aber wie sie mich so, wie sie lachen sie mich so. Und wir holen an wie und kommen rin und dumm jede Tränen. Aber bei euch Seele ist, will ich es nachlässt kurz auf. Kach, wir gehen ein bin ich sehr oft wie Chum wie Schimmen, Ruhe in Lirisches Jakob an Wien. Meis Ruben bei Chaya Jakob, da haben wir nicht Jakob bei Ruben Rau. Wie Oma Chimen, wie Ibn Messiste, Barakach Meis Jakob. In Name Meis Jakob, Barakach Ibn Schimen. Ein Schimen eitel Rolk im Mursek. Er bin nicht so die Mottele in Ruben bei Jakob Avue. Mottele in Schimen Monse. Kechad Beacht. Lichini Radwa. So what is the machlekes between the Rach and Rashi? According to Rashi, according to the Rach, which is the Shita of most Rishen, the Ramban, the Rashbo, and it's mashmal, the Rambam Shita is also like Rach. Except that the Miri says that the Rambam Shita is like Rashi. So according to most Rishenim, the Halacha of Yovn is only that the Yovn Yarshins is brother. That's all. The Yovn Yarshins is brother. The Yovn Yarshins is brother. So that's the whole Halacha. In other words, Shimon was Miyavn, Ishes Ruvei. So Shimon gets the Nachle of Ruvei. So Mimele, if Yaakov the father died first, before Ruvein, so Ruvein already Yarshent, the Chilek, his Chilek, from Yaakov, then Ruvein died, so Mimele, then Ruvein died, so Shimon gets that Chilek. So the whole halacha of Yovn is that Yarshent is brother, he is the exclusive Yerish of the brother Ruvein. It's not together with the other brothers. But he is the exclusive Yerish of Reuven. But according to Rashi, so the halacha is that the Yovn has a din of a pro, has the status of a pro. So Mimele, even though Reuven died before Yaakov, and then Yaakov died, so according to Rashi, he still gets to Halokim, but we have the Zakosu that he only takes the Muzek, not the Ro. The answer is, it's not Ro. If the Halokh had been according to the Rach, that the whole Zakosu, the whole Chidesh, is that the Yom Yarshins, the brother exclusively, not together with the other brothers, so we mainly in the case where Reuven died first, and then Yaakov, so he cannot Yarshin. The Chilek, that Reuven would have been entitled to Yarshin, because there is Aloche in the Neitel Broke B'Murzek. Mashenki, according to Rashi, so even though there is Aloche in the Neitel Broke B'Murzek, but the Zakosu theory is that the Yovn has the status of a pro. So Mimele, he can, when Reuven died first and then Yaakov died, So that's not considered Ro. He has the status of a pro. So he takes to Halokim. So when do we apply the halacha of Nito Brokim in Murzek? Ligabe the case where the father died before the grandfather. Then the grandfather died. So then we say that then we apply the halacha in Nito Brokim in Murzek. Alright. So that's the machlek. Now, the Ramban agrees with the Shit of the Rach. And then he mentions that there is a Gifirish Gemara against Rashi Shit. They dam really come on Firik Achilles, im Atreya Lacham Misasovi, Shoko Pishnai, Afyod Lacham Misasov, Shoko Pishnai, Fakinon, Mid Alchimovi, Xin, Alchimovi Vabrachmone, Vilu Alchimovi, the Avogav, but that Gemara goes according to Rabbi Yude. Vavogav, the Hosom Rabbi Yude, Machinosh, Mamina Neil Rabolon, the Lav Alchimovi, Xin, Vishoko Pishnai, Nixiov. Now let's see the Gemara. I asked you to go over the Gemara at that net. Now there is a machlokes between Tanekame and Rabbi Yude. So the Rabbi Yude holds that when do we say that the Yovn Yarshins the Ochiv Ameis, that's only the reasonable part. Let's say there were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and then Reuven died, And we left two brothers, Shimon and Levi, and Shimon decided to miyab Meshes Ruvain. Levi was not miyab. So that's the Xeris HaKosuv, that's the Chiddush here, that Shimon Yarshins Ruvain. Levi doesn't get anything in the Nachle of, in the Nechosim of Ruvain. Only if there is no father, but suppose there is a father, Yaakov is alive, when Ruvain dies, then Rabbi Yudah says that Shimon doesn't Yarshin the Nechosim of Ruvain. The father Yarshin. The father Yarshin. The Tanakhami says no. That the halacha is that Shimon, the Yovan, Yarshin the Nechosim of Ruvain, even if the father Yaakov is alive. Now, so that's the mission. That's never a doubt. Achilitli Vemte, Hareo Kiakon Achlin Lachlo, Vinye Shamo, Nechosim Shamo, Achilis is Vemte, Zoho, Nechosim Shamo. Even if there is a father alive. So, who yarshens the Nechosim of Ruvain? Not the father, according to the Rabbanon. But, the Yop, if you may have been Kach or in Kach, Vinye Shamo, Nechosim Shamo. Nechosim Shamo. So, Rabbi Yudah says that if there is a father, then the father yarshens. And not the Yom. But if there is no father, so like this, both brothers would Yashin, but here, because he's the Niyam, so only he Yashin, who did the Chosim of Ruvain. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudah Yimei, Omar Ula, Alochit Rabbi Yudah. Alochit Rabbi Yudah. V'chein Omar Yitzan, Afra Alochit Rabbi Yudah, but we don't pass, and the Gemara concludes that we don't pass for Rabbi Yudah. V'yomar Ula, V'yitem Rabbi Yitzan, Afra, my time with Rabbi Yudah. So, what how does Rabbi Yudah know that the brother Yarshin, only if there is no father, but if there is a father, then the brother doesn't Yarshin. Dichsiv, hoyo apcheir, asher tele, kipcheir. Ma apcheir ein li dechayo, af hai nam ein li dechayo. So this is how Rabbi Yudah learns out the aloche, that if there is a father, so the yom doesn't Yarshin in the chosim of the ochiv amen. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Ima preya neto pishnai lacha misa sa'at, af hai neto pishnai lacha misa sa'at. So the Ramban apparently explained the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying, Monefshe, if you learn out from the post, if Rabbi Yudah learns out from the post, that ma preya in libechayav, af hai nam in libechayav, so why doesn't he learn out from prayer, ima prayer neto pishnayim lacham mises av, af hai neto pishnayim lacham mises av, that even in the case where the av died after the ochiv amet, so he should be neto pishnayim lacham mises av, and this is not so, because the Gemara says, mide yokum al shimovim ksiv, yokum al shimovim. So it's the Gemara mefereshes, that the yovim does not take pishnayim lacham mises av. When does the Yovan take Pishnayim? Only if the Ochiv Ames died after the father. The father died first, and then it wasn't Nishalik yet. And then the Ochiv Ames died. So then he takes Pishnayim. But if the Ochiv Ames died first, and the father was at that time alive, and then the father died, he doesn't take Pishnayim. So the Gemara has the Kashe, according to Rabbi Yudah, since he darshens, so let him darshan that even in such a case, where the father died after the Ochiv Ames, so he should take Mishnayim. But the Gemara says, Mide Yokum al Shimovitzin, Yokum al Shimovitzin. So it's a Gemara Mefereshes, contrary to Rashi. True that this Gemara goes according to Rabbi Yudah. So the Pshat is, why does the Gemara now go according to Rabbi Yudah? Because according to Rabbanon, there is no Kashe, Mehicha Teise, that he should take Mishnayim. But according to Rabbi Yudah, who does darshan? Let him darshan that troshe too. So the Gemara says no, that even Rabbi Yudah doesn't darshan. But according to Rabbanon, there is no salkedai talk in the Gemara that in the case where the father died after the Ochiv Ames, that the Yovim should take Mishnah. So it's the Gemara Mefresh is contrary to Rashi. This is the Ramban's Kashe. Ima preya neto pishnai lacha misesav, afai neto pishnai misesav. So, in the Gemara, the Teretz Mide Yokum HaShemovitziv, Yokum HaShemovitziv, that he doesn't get Pishnai. So what was the Kasha of the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Yudah? So, he should get Pishnai in case where the father dies after the Ochiv Ames. So then he should get Pishnai in the Nechosim of the father. Rashi doesn't explain it that way. Afay name lacha mises o, imes o, leachas yivumi shel ze, so may the Rabbi Yehuda dinate el ze, chelkei v'chele kochit. Chelkei v'chele kochit. In other words, that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the father is alive, so the father yashin is the ochim amez, not the oven, but so that we should say only temporarily the father yashin is the ochim amez, the nechosim of Ruvain. But then, if a year later the father dies, then it should change. So the Gemara says, mide yokum al shimoviv ksiv, yokum al shimochiv ksiv. So Rashi explains it. V'lo al shimoviv ksiv, v'chim de bisho shekom, al shimochiv mishok al suli shokim. So, in other words, it doesn't change. So, in other words, so Rashi does not explain the Gemara the way the Ramban explains it. The Ramban explains the Gemara, that the Gemara's kashi is, I mapchir neitl pishnai ma'acham misesov, afay neitl pishnai la'acham misesov, in the nechosim of the father. So the Gemara says no. So, but Rashi explains not in the nechosim of the father. In the nechosim of the father, in the haname. So then, bein abil alibed rabbanon, bein alibed Rabbi Yehuda, but in the nechosim of the ochiv ames. So even though Rabbi Yehuda, so according to the rabbanon, so the brother, the yovn yarshins, not the father, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, so at that moment the father yarshins. But then, after the father died, so he should go back to the ochiv ames in the nechosim, in the original nechosim, in the nechosim that originally won the possession, the ownership of the ochiv ames. So there is no kashi against Rashi from this Gemara, because Rashi explains the Gemara differently than the Rambam. Alright, now. Then, in this Gemara, I did not mention. Now, the Gemara said here that from Daled or Medaled, so the Gemara is the kashi. Ve'im eki ke p'chir leder ha-godl, t'lek ke p'chir, in chizri nitzel godl, alo metone ha-bay kishe mitzel godl yavn, לא ירוץ הולכי ניצל אוכי והקוטל, לא ירוץ חזרי ניצל גודל, לא ירוץ חזרי ניצל גודל, so the verse of Rashi in Abaye Kshishi is, הולכי ניצל אוכי והקוטל, so in other words, if the oldest one does not want to be מייבן, so then, who has to be מייבן? The next life. So not the other brothers are on the same level, but who is Kedem? The one that is next line. The Shita Zarambam is the counter. That, in other words, there is priority, there is a dimel gabi the pro. Oh, there is no pro. So the oldest son, so there is a dimel. But if the oldest son doesn't want, then there is no dime in respect to the one who is next line. Then they're all the same. So how was the Rambam Geres? The Rambam was given a bayit shishe mitzvah be godly yav lo yirotzo heilchim eitzel achim reitze eitzel achim. So what is the Gemara's kashe? Gemara's kashe is, but we see from a bayit shishe that it's not aloche daf the pro, the oldest one, even if he's not the pro. There's the kashe, but he's not geiris lo yirotzo heilchim eitzel achim vakot, but lo yirotzo heilchim eitzel achim. There's the Shiva's Rambam. שמייס ויני החכם רבים מיצו הגודל יד אוי לחלי שנמה בוי הבחיר השפיר מפי השמוע לומדו שנמדבר עלו בבחיר שביחד כלי מגדל האחי יוקום על שמוכי במס ויני שנמה רשתיר אית משמוע שיול דוהי ואי משמוע שתיר דייבום לא יבנה לא חזאי לא ירוצה הגודל יד מחזרין על כל האחי so not על הלוכי וקוט in the next one line. So there is a din of gdine, there is priority, ligabe, the pro, the oldest one. But if he doesn't, so then, There is nothing, there is no digdime ligabe the one who is next in line. So they're all the same. That's contrary to the shita of Rashi. So in other words, it's a question of two gersoids. Now here the Rambam that I mentioned last time, so the Rambam here explains now the posik. So Rashi says that the pshat is that the Yibmo and who will be Miyavim whom will be Miyavim Mashatele. But the Rambam explains it so it's not Ashatele, does not have, so the subject of Ashatele is not the Yivome, but the mother. Mipi Ashmu, v'zeh shenemar Ashatele, mashmoi Ashayodo ei, vei mashmoi Ashatele da Yivome. So, according to Rashi, so the Droshes Chazal does not negate the Pshudishal Mikro completely. According to Rashi, so the Pshudishal Mikro is completely negated. But according to the Rambam's Pshat, so too, without that Roshe, I would say that the Pshudishal Mikro is Ashatele, the subject of Ashatele is the woman. But the Droshe tells us that the Pshudishal Mikro is not that the subject of Ashatele is not the Yivome, but the man. But if this Yontef raises the question against the Rambam, then how did, according to the Rambam, that the subject of Ashatele is the mother, not the Yivome, so how can we learn out that an island is not really from Ashatele? If we say that the subject of Ashatele is the Yivome, so we can understand how Chazal Darshan from Ashatele Prat Mishen Ruyal Lahele. An islandess is not really Yiv. But according to the Rambam, so the subject of Ashatele, the subject of Ashatele is the mother of the brothers. So how can we learn out from that an islandess is not really Yiv? The Posik doesn't even have reference to the Yivame. The Posik has reference to the mother of the brothers. That's the kasha of the Tzitzis Yom. Now, I think that the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh implies an answer to this kasha. Now, Zeshom and the Mishneh mitzvah God liyav. Zeli vishenema v'hoya apchir ashatele. Not the Yivome, but the mother of the maize. So then the question arises, if the subject is the Yivome, so then we understand as to why the Torah uses the lotion of Osis, rather than Ova. Because at the time of the Yivim, it still did not happen as yet. In other words, the Torah says that the Yivome has to be Miyam the Yivome. Some mele, the Torah uses the lotion of Osit, Ashatele. It's yet to be born. The child is yet to be born. But according to Rashi, according to the Rambam, that the subject of Ashatele is the mother. Now the mother, a long time ago, it gave birth to the sons. So why? So the Torah should say, Voyo apre Rasha Yoldo, a lotion of Ova, not the lotion of Osit. That's what bothered the Rambam. So then the question is, so the Torah should say, "Voyo apchir ashayoldo, not ashatele, vitele bimokim yoldo." So inochnam. So actually, the proper expression would be yoldo, but the Torah upo osi bimokim olva. So the question arises. So why is bo osi bimokim olva? Why is bo osi bimokim olva? So apparently, herein the Rambam is giving a teretz to the Tzitzis Yontef's kasha. The Rambam was also bothered by the monefshech. If in the Pshutishal Mikro, so the subject of Ashatele is the mother of the mess, not the Yivame. So it should say Ashayoldo. So the Torah deliberately uses a Rosh Nosid instead of Ova. Why? in order to darshan the droshe, in order that we should be able to darshan the droshe. Ah, legabri yivon. Legabri yivon. Fine. Now the next mission. Hanitan ala shifro, v'nishtachero, oy alei v'des kichovim, oy alei v'des kichovim v'nisgayro, harizo liyichin. So if there is a rumor that a certain Jew has relations with the Shifro while she is a Shifro, the Goye, and then that Shifro is Nishtacher, or the Goye was Nisgayer, so he's not allowed Mechatchila to marry her. Why? Hanitan Choshet Kaleiva Shetena Lov Divrei Laz Lo Yiseno Mishum Laz. The Tzorashe says, in order that people shouldn't say that the rumor is emes. So it's not allowed. V'imkinei isei mitziyim yod. Hanita no ishishi, ishvi yitziyu mitachas yodei, aval pishekinei isei yitzi. Hanita no ishishi, ishvi yitziyu, bez mitachas bailo, bishvul ze shosro lo, vol arze v'noso. V'noso. Yitzi, dimidrei se asron ala bebeya. So in the Gemara there is a whole discussion as to whether the Mishnah is reference to the case where it's with Bezdin was Meitzi or himself was Megareish, whether there were Eidim or there were no Eidim. So the Mishnah says, so Anita no Ishishish Meitzi or Mitachas Yodei, so even though the Beel married her, so he has to divorce her because Kishim Shasur al Baal, Kasur al Baal. Now Rashi says, in regard to Anita la Shifro, or Yalav Nizikhovi, Harizel Yichneis, so Harizel Yichneis, why? Mishum Las, Shalo Yemru Emes or Yoakil Orish. And suppose it is Emes, he knows whether it's Emes or not Emes. So then he should be allowed to marry. In other words, so from Rashi's Loshin, it's Mashma, that when isn't he allowed to marry her, if he knows in his heart that it's a sheker, it's a bilbo against him. But people say, so if he'll be allowed to marry, if he'll marry her, so then the laws will be confirmed. The laws will be confirmed. But if he knows that it is emes, it's not a bilbo, so what if the laws will be confirmed? It's emes. So why should we try? Why should a chachomim be misaking that a certain laws which is emes should not be confirmed? If he wants to marry her, that's his boy, that's his problem. If he knows that it's emes, so it's mashma from Rashi's Loshen. It's mashma that when is there a lochem, anita no ashifro al zichovim haredo liichneis. If it's not emes, so then he's not allowed. But if it is emes, so then he is allowed. Now let's see. We'll see it in the taste. So. Now the Gemara. Hogi Yeres Mi Yohare. So it only says Arid Al Yichnes. And Vim Kine Yisei Mitzi Mi Yode. So it's a Raya that even though she was Miskayeres, not Rishim Shamayim, for an ulterior motive, so she's still Yeres. V'rimilu, Echad Ish and Nizgaya Lishim Misho, V'echad Ish and Nizgaya Lishim Mish, V'chim Ish and Nizgaya Lishim Shulcha Melochi, Lishim Abdi Shleimei, Einan Geirin. Divrei Rav Nechemye, Shor Rav Nechemye Eimei, Rechot Yireh Arois, Rechot Yireh Chaleimei, Rechot Yireh Mordechai Ve'Ester, Einon Geirim, Ad Sheyizgayru, Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh Sal Gedai Doch. Does it mean that Bizman Habayis, there couldn't be any Geirim? Elo Eimei Ki Bizman Hazeh. In other words, Bizman Hazeh, we don't have to worry. Maybe he was Mizgayer because of a career. Because Bizman Hazeh, So if one is a goy, so he has better opportunities for a high career. So in many ways, we don't have to worry. And maybe it's because of Shulchan Melochim. Masha'in kim is manabayis, so we have to make sure that he wasn't misgaya because of a career. So we see that he's not, Rav Nechemya says he's not a ger. So he's more in the territory, so he's more alone, Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel, Bar Martin, Mishmei Derav, Halochek, Devreim, Kulam Germe. In other words, Chemiah's shita is that if someone is misgaya for an ulterior motive, so then the geirus is not geirus. The geirus is not geirus. Even David. But But we pass on like the Rabbanon. That even though the Chatzchila Yitzos has to be Mikabel Egea, when it's not Rishim Shemayim, when it's for an ulterior motive, but the Eved, he's a Gergom. He's a Gergom. So the Gemara has the Kashe Yiroche Lechatzchila Name. So why isn't he allowed to marry her if she's a Ger? It's Gemara. Why can't he marry her? Mishim Ravast. Yom Ravast, Hosei Amimcho Akshus Peh Velozus Vosai. Now, so in order not to confirm the lot, Now, why does the Gemara mention the posik? Now, Hosam in Cho Akshus Pe was assigned as a posik in Mishle, but the Marisayin has a posik in the Torah. V'yisem Nikim Adishemim in Israel. So why does the Gemara have to resort to a posik in Divrei Kabbalah in Mishle, when the Gemara could mention the posik in Matteis in the Torah of Yisem Nikim Adishem in Israel? That's the posik that the Gemara always mentions in connection with any Indian of Marasai. So the Teretz is here. It's not shayach to mention Marasai. When is it shayach to mention Marasai? If a person wants to do something that will expose him to chshat. Let's say, those who have to be tearing the Torah Salishko. So they were not allowed to go out of the Beis HaMikdosh with the bags behind their jackets. Because anyone who will see them with the bags behind the jacket will be chashed that they are stealing. Otherwise, why does he keep it under the jacket? So in other words, when you do something that exposes you to chshat, so that's all. That's the of Marasai. But here, he's already exposed to Hashem. And he already did what he did. Let's say according to Rashi, that it only applies where it is a Shekel, not an Emes. So he probably acted in such a way that exposed him to Hashem. So he already did that. Now, by marrying her, so he's not doing something that will exposing the chshad, he will be confirming a chshad that already took place. So that doesn't come within the posik of Yisen Nikim Adishem Yisrael. When does it come within the posik of Yisen Nikim Adishem Yisrael, which is a raise, that is only if he's doing something, if until now he's not exposed to chshad. And now he wants to do something that will expose him to chshad. Somebody will go into a trefer restaurant to make a telephone call. So it's either a miser or the Yisrael Mikim Adishem Yisrael. Why? Because he's doing something that will expose him to chshat. Mashenkin here, he already did what he did. So now, if he'll marry her, he will be, so that chshat will be confirmed in the minds of the people. So that doesn't come within the Yisrael Mikim Adishem Yisrael. That only comes within the posik of Hosam Chach, the stable of the society. Alright. Now, Hogier is Rashi, let's see. Hogier is Mihad. The Afro government is Gairel Shem Yahad, who sells the Shvil Chi Senate. Call, הבור יסגי יוגורט, אפס מייסי, בית שין אני מוכן, יסגי, אבל אני מה זה. יגור ליטר הולך איתו, מיגר ליטר בן יסכו, כאשר אמרתו, so the real girl is one who decides to misguide himself while, while the Jewish people is not on a high level, materially. But if he wants to be misguide, when materially the Jewish people is on a high level, so then we are not becable. הולך איתו עם הבור, איתו ינוח, מרפי כל אורך בנוח, איתו מצטרק. Now,
what?
So, that's what he says. So that is more in the game. I say, echo here, echo here, echo here, echo here, echo here, more chalester. That is not like Bisman Azeh. That was an unusual situation. So, so that is like Bisman Abayis. More chalester.
But it says that they're in the Kabbalah. They're in the Kabbalah.
So Thesis explains that, all these things. Thesis here explains all this. Alright, now the thesis. Gieres mi ave, di mashma lo yichni su, aval acher sho yichni su chathila. So thesis, how does Gimore midayik, that the average is the Gieres? The average is the Gieres. So thesis says, because the Mishnah, it's only mentioned that he cannot marry her, but any other Jew against whom there was no rumor, so can marry her. So it's a raya. I mean, this is the another raya, because it says, "Vim kinei finitim yorei." If you hadn't been a geiris, so you'd be kinei finitim yorei. So they could have mentioned the other raya too. Haloch et divreim erkulam geirim. Har gira arroyes lidom eliho. The ikemandom akusim gira arroyes. The awesome, because Rashi mentioned gira arroyes chicken kusim. So this says no. Gira arroyes here, that is the machlekes between Rav Nechemye and the Rabbonon has nothing to do with the Shaila of the Kusim or the Kusim Gireyem, the same or not. In other words, so according to Rashi, the Mandoma who says Kusim Gira Royese must agree with Rav Nechemye. And the reason is why we pass Kusim, I mean the Mandoma who says Kusim Gira Royese must agree with Rav Nechemye. And the reason is why we pass Kusim Gireyem is because we don't pass like Rav Nechemye, we pass like Rabbonon. But Thesis holds no, it has nothing to do with the machlekes between Rabbonon and Rav Nechemye. So according to Rav Nechemye, so any geir who is misguided himself for an ulterior motive, even though he is mikabel mitzvahs and he becomes a committed Jew, but as long as the motive is not l'shem shamayim, it's an ulterior motive, so the geiros is not geiros. So all the tanoim achilik on Rav Nechemye. So Rav Nechemye is the only tane who holds that a geirus for an ulterior motive is ineffective. He's the only time. He's the yoch. But then, even a mother Rabbonon, who are chilik al Rav Nechemye, are divided in regard to the kusim. Because for the kusim, so it's not only that the motive was l'shem shamayim. They won't commit the Jews, because they continued being geirus av nizor. So, in other words, so those who say, according to Rashi, so the mandoma, who says Kusim Gira Raise must agree with Rav Nechemye, according to Teisves. So the Mandoma who says Kusim Gira Raise can agree with the Rabbon of Rav Nechemye. This is what he says. Lidomeloho. So half Gira Raise Lidomeloho dike Mandoma Kusim Gira Raise. The also mo yoedim eloheyem ki dechsib visei from Elohi. So Mandoma Gira Raise kosova vishuv nizgai oligam. Now this is mentioned a little more elaborately in Teisves of Chol. So, at the same time, it's also a very short thesis. But it's more spelled out than here. So thesis says, that's a shita, I mentioned it several times. The thesis shita is that if someone is misguided, and then after the geirus, he deports himself as a goy, so then the geirus is no geirus. That means, according to thesis, and it's not only thesis shita. That's the shite of the Rashbo and the Rambam, many Vishenim. The Rambam shite is to the country. But according to many Vishenim, many Geirim today, I don't want to use extreme expressions, but at least that would be a mild understatement. Many Geirim today, according to Thesis, are not Geirim. They are going moving according to Thesis. Because many Geirim that are accepted by Orthodox Bezdins, and then after the geirus, they deport themselves the way they deported themselves before the geirus. They are mechal shabbos, mifares everything All right, they don't go to church, so that many goyim who are not religious who don't go to church. But they are Michal Shabbos Varefye. So according to Tesis, they're not Gerim, they are goyim Gmurim. They are goyim Gmurim. And Tesis says, and even the Mandoma, who said, and that's the reason as to why, one Mandoma says that Kusingir Aroyesen. Why? Because it's mentioned in Melochi in connection with the Gerim, as Hadishem Oyu Yireim, Veselehim Oyu Yireim. They fear the Rebbeinu Shalom, at the same time they worship Avodah. That's also possible. So there was no commitment. So Kabbalah Smitzes was lacking, because Kabbalah Smitzes does not consist in lip service, in saying, I am undertaking to be a good Jew. That's not Kabbalah Smitzes. So, now, the conservative rabbis have a practice that when somebody is misgayer, so they let the gayer or the gayer say, I am undertaking to be a good Jew, and then as a demonstration of the good Jewishness, so they tell the gayer or the gayer to give a donation for the United Fund. So that's the best raya, that is a good Jew, a committed Jew. So in other words, according to Tesis, Kabbalah Smitzes does not mean just lip service, but Kabbalah Smitzes means that he becomes a committed Jew. A committed Jew. That doesn't mean that any ger who is ever an aveira l'tiyov, that he's not a ger, chas v'sholem. So then you couldn't have a ger in the world. But as long as the ger or the geyeres wants to do it, no matter how many aveiras the ger or the geyeres does l'tiyov, so then it doesn't affect the gerus. Mashein kein, if he doesn't intend to do the mitzvah. So that's not Kabbalah Smitzes. Kabbalah Smitzes means that he becomes committed to the Torah, not just lip service. And Teisa Shita is that Kabbalah Smitzes is mi'akev le'geus. In other words, Kabbalah Smitzes is one of the things that affect geus. What is geus? So, by an isha, so according to Teisa's, there are two ingredients in geus, tefillah and Kabbalah Smitzes, and by a man, there are three ingredients, there are three elements in geus. Milo, Tvilo, and Kabbalah Smitzes. And Kabbalah Smitzes is not lip service. Kabbalah Smitzes means commitment. In a general way. Alright. So, that's the issue. So, that's the reason as to why the Mandoma, Gera Royesein, says that they were not Gera. Because they continue to be in Tavizor. So the question arises, so why does another Mandoma say Gera Royesein, and we pass that Kusim Gera Royesein, except that Bidele Shal Ravame, so the Chachomim were Gezer, that you have a deal of Gera. But until the Rishon Ravame, so we passed in there the din of Israeli. But they were in Avizore. So Tesis, in Chum, and Tesis here says, Shuv Nisgayo Ligamre. So what does Tesis mean, Shuv Nisgayo Ligamre? In other words, they went through again the whole process of Geirus. So in other words, so there is a Machlekes and Mitzies between the Mandoma, who says, Kusim Giraroi, Vavda Avizore, they went through Geirus again or not, that is Tabak. That there is a machlikas and a historical fact. So, the pshat in Tesis seems to be, no, there was no machlikas and a historical fact. The historical facts were as follows. So at the very outset, when they were misguided themselves to ward off the lions, so at that time, they remained the Avodah Zarah. But years later, they gave up the Avodah Zarah. And they didn't go through Geulos again. So the Mandoma says, the team is much as at the very beginning. So they remained in the Avodah Zarah. So maybe the Kabbalah Smitzes was no Kabbalah Smitzes. It was just mere lip service. Even though in the end, several years later, they gave up the Avodah Zarah, but Bishayte the Kabbalah Smitzes was not the Kabbalah Smitzes. What kind of Kabbalah Smitzes considered the Kabbalah Smitzes if the Kabbalah Smitzes results taken in a changed behavior? But the Kabbalah Smitzes at that time did not result in any changed behavior pattern. So Mimele, the Kabbalah Smitzes was not the Kabbalah Smitzes. So then, they, in order to become Gerim, they had to go through Gerus again, and they didn't go through Gerus again, so they remained going. Some of the children, their grandchildren, are also going. The Mandoma, who says Kusim Gerem, he says that as long as in the end, so there is a commitment. So as long as in the end there is a commitment, so then So then the Kabbalist mitzvah retroactively is considered a Kabbalist mitzvah. As long as in the end, you become the Shema mitzvah. So what is the shio? So that means we have to say that as long as a certain ger, let's say he's Mizkayel, he's a Kabbalist mitzvah, but he continues to be an Eidam Zore. But just before he dies, a minute before he dies, he does shuve and he becomes a tzaddik, a real tshuve. So then it will be Goyim Yisrael Mafreya that he was there. But if even a minute before his death, he doesn't become a Shema Mitzvah, so then it means that there was no Kabbalist Mitzvah and the Geos was no Geos. And by the Kusim, so the bulk of them gave up the Avodah Zarah. Gave up the Avodah Zarah before they died, the same generation. So mainly the Geos is a Geos. But if somebody is Mizgaya and it never results in a changed behavior pattern, then according to Tesis, he's nothing. He's not a Geos. That's Tesis Shita. Now, the Rambam, Shita is the counter.
For an ulterior motive, they want to guide themselves for an ulterior motive.
And then he says, and they didn't turn out to be Shemois Mitzvahs. So in the end, Batspare remained an Iveres HaLizah. So if the Shitas HaRambam had been like they said, so then it would mean that Batspare was not a Geiris. Batspare remained an ordinary Goy. So how did he answer the Kashe against Shlomo? Al Yala Al Daitcho. Al Yala Al Daitcho. Sheshimshin HaMashiach es Yisroel Veshloim HaMelech Yisroel. Shemitcho Yilid Al Yishem Nosno Shemachiyez. That's inconceivable. That Shloim HaMelech should marry Goy. It's inconceivable. But he didn't marry Goy. So whom did he marry? A Jewish one. All right, so if the Geirus was Geirus, so then it's an answer. But in the Geirus, if the Rambam Shita is like Tesis, so what kind of an answer is it? But she went through Geirus in the presence of a Bez Nishalei Geirus. All right, no. So he had an Orthodox Bez, the Orthodox Rabbonim converted her. So what's the Yichas with that if the Geirus is no Geirus? So apparently, the Rambam does not agree. The Rambam does not agree with the Shita Sateis. The Rambam Shita is that even if in the end they don't turn out to be Shemrit Mitzvah, so still she's a Geir. So that's the answer. You shouldn't think that Shimshen and Shlomo intermarried. They didn't intermarry. They didn't marry Goyim. They married Jewish women. They marry Jewish women. So, and he says, the royal people, the Hoshwan Akosuf, Kila Inakum, Visuranani, Monefshah. If the Rambam is Chilikan Tesis, and the Geos is the Geos, so why is the Posik Mechashi Kila Inakum, Visuranani? Why? Why Visuranani? Why Visuranani? So, apparently, she was a Geiress and she was not a Geiress. What the Pshat, I mentioned several times. So in other words, we see that there are certain things that affect girls. That affect girls. And there are certain things that do not affect girls, but there are things that the girl is mechuyev to do. For example, now we paskin that both Mila and Tvila are naki. So more than we tovah really more is no girl. But there is a Taner of Lezer who says that if a man will be mal himself, and he will not be tailor himself, he's also a Geir. Rabbi Yeshua says that if a man, a Goy, a man, will be tailor himself and not go through Mila, he's also a Geir there. Because to me the Imois, just as the Imois became endowed to do just his soil with Phil alone, so a man too could become endowed to do just his soil with Phil alone without Mila. But it goes without saying that even Rabbi Lezer, who says that a man can become a Geir with Mila alone, without Tvile, but Lechatchile he has to have Tvile, and not Lechatchile the Rabbanon. It's Lechatchile the Reis. Lechatchile is Reis. Why? Where is that the Reis mentioned? Because the same Aloche as the Kovit Rabbanon. Bishlei Shadvorim Nichnus Yisroel Libris. Bimilo Tvilo Vatzol Zav. So we learn out, but according to the Rabbanon, we learn out from the Nichnus of Yisroel that even the Evelitz Merkit. According to Rabbi Lezer, Lichatchile he must go through these three things. But the Evelitz can become a Geir with Mila alone, without Mila. But this is something that is obligatory upon a Geir. So in other words, even according to Rabbi Lezer, so who says that a Geir can become a Geir, a Yisroel with Mila alone, but Lichatchile he is Mechuyev to have Tvila, to have Tvila. So what is the status of Tfila according to Rabbi Lezer? There's probably the same status as Havuat Korban Bisman Abayis according to everybody. Now Bisman Abayis, so the aloche was that the Geir had to have, besides Mila and Tfila and Kabbalah's mitzvahs, he had to have bring a Korban. So suppose now there is no Korban, so the Gemara says there is a Gzeras HaKosu because the Torah says Lideri Seichet. So that means only Bisman HaBayis when it's possible to bring a Korban, so a Geir has to bring a Korban. But in Bisman HaZed, if it's not possible to bring a Korban, he doesn't have to bring a Korban. But Bisman HaBayis, so a Geir had to bring a Korban. Suppose the Geir Bisman HaBayis had Mila, Tzvila, Kabbalah's mitzvah, didn't bring a Korban, so the Gemara says that this increases, so he's still a Geir, but not Limei al Bikoreh. That's the Lashon HaGemara, so the Shem Kubetz. that this increase says, what does it mean? Napoli male Bicole, he cannot marry Batiswa. He cannot marry Batiswa. So in other words, so we see such a chetimtze, that one is considered the girl Gabi everything, except Ligabi Yuchst, Ligabi marrying Batiswa, Ligabi loving Bicole. So he is not a girl. Why? Because there are two things. There are certain things that constitute Geirut, that affect Geirut. So we paskin Mila and Tzile, both as a Geirut, and without Mila and Tzile, so he cannot become a Geir, so he remains a Goy Kibatrilo. And then there are certain things that the Geir is obligated to do. What is the Geir obligated to do? We become Bismarabai. And so the halacha is that if the Geir did not conform to all the obligations that are incumbent upon him, as a result of the Geirut, so then he is not considered the Israeli Gabilovinko. That's the halacha. So Memele, apparently the shittas of Rambam is that Kabbalah Mitzvah, according to Tesis, the Kabbalah Mitzvah is the essential ingredient of guilt. And without that he cannot become a Geir. According to the Rambam, the essential ingredients in Geirut are Mila and Tzile. Kabbalah Mitzvah is one of the things that is obligatory of Panigea, like a brass cold with my body. So Mimele, even if there is no Kabbalah Mitzvah, in other words, if he doesn't become a committed Jew, his behavior pattern remains the same after Geirus and before Geirus, so Kabbalah Mitzvah is lacking. So in other words, he did not conform to the obligations incumbent upon Igea, upon Geirus. So Mimele, it's only Miyakis, Ligabi, Lovibiko. But Ligabi, everything else is Israel. So this is the pshat in the Rambam, just like a girl with Marabayis who did not bring it home. So this is what the Rambam says. That's the machlekes between Teisus and the Rambam. According to Teisus, Kabbalah Mitzvah is an essential ingredient of Geirus. Like Mila and Tzile. According to the Rambam, the essential ingredients of Geirus consist of Mila and Tzile. But Kabbalah Mitzvah is something that is obligatory upon a girl. So Mimele, Ligabi Lovi Bikol, if a girl did not conform to the things that are incumbent upon him, So he's also loving because. And this is how we explain Tesis and Cheres, and Rashi in Dushin, Levi Poslu the Mikre, because he still has the Psukol. He has the Psukol of an Akl. So this is what Ram says. Al Yala Odai Kosheshim Shein HaMashiach Yisrael, or Yishleim HaMelech Yisrael, Shemikro Yibid HaMishem, Nosu Noshim Nochi Yizigiyusa. That the Mamesh is married. No, Alessina Dova Kahu, because they had Geirus, and they became Geirus. But the Kabbalah Mitzvah was a mere lip service. So the mainly the Kabbalah Mitzvah was not the Kabbalah Mitzvah. It didn't result in a changed behavior pattern. Because Vaspare remained an event of resort. Till the end of a day of a life. So she still was a Bachis Royal, according to Rambam Vaspare. But vis-a-vis Lovi Bikol, so she was not considered a Givat Yisrael. She was also loving the call. So Mimele, that's why the Rambam says, V'loi al-pibezn girum, adoma yidua shal kozol shudova v'loi al-pibezn girum choshim ha-kozol kilein akum u'visiva nendi. Ligabi the psul call. She was not considered as a real geiret. V'eit she yichiach seifun al-chloson shehein eidez kechobim shalei. She didn't come shalei. Now, so when the Rambam says shekol achiza min ha'akum bishvil dovo mehavle yoelom eime migere atzedek, so what does he mean in migere atzedek? He is not a fool yourself. He doesn't mean just when he did it for an ulterior motive and then he became a committed Jew. No, then he is a fool yourself. It's only Bezdin was able to understand in admitting it. But he is a fool yourself. But until it is misbarrier as to whether it changed his behavior or not, so then we cannot consider him as a full Yotzedek. But he's not a goy either. But in other words, he's still also loving the call. Now, Dao the Rambam says, Dawah Yotzai, and this is also Hemshech. Geyo shalui botko acho, oi shalui diwa mitzvah zvionsho. In other words, there was no Kabbalah Kisah. Umo vitoval bifnikim lead yeites arin zigea. Atu remeida, shebishul dovarum izgaya. Hoi umo vitoval yotzo mechol acho. So if it's Nisboyat Tzitkusei, then he's a fugger. But even if it's not Nisboyat Tzitkusei, he's still Yotzom HaKol Akum. But if it's Nisboyat Tzitkusei, then is with all of the calls. Is with all of the calls. So that means that in regard to many Galen today who have Mila Tfila and they even go and they even have the flip service of Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but there is no change in their behavior. There is no change. So then, according to Tesis, they are not Galen at all. But, and according to the Rambam, they are Galen. But even according to the Rambam, they are also what they call. They are also what they call. All right. Yochel lechatchil enamu. Yochel lechatchil enamu. Yavru bishleim edeniki yeres gmuro. So, the question is, what Bada Tesis, why does the Gemara say Yochel lechatchil enamu? The Gemara could have asked the same kashe anyway. So Tesis explaining it. I am ready to make the energy of the more. So nich will have to kill a loyich neis, mish in the sofi gieres. The shemon is gairo, mish in each. Vi di evet, ein le heitzi. Ein le hachmi, mish in chosho shezu. So in other words, the machshin assumed, like Rav Nechemia. The tenets given by the Tartan is that we don't pass for like Rav Nechemia. But the machshin assumed that Aloch is like Rav Nechemia. So in other words, so Mimele, Tesis says, I am Rabbi Shlomo, the Inigi Yeres Gmuro, is Mich, Dilchatchila lo Yichne, Mishim Disofi Giyeres, Vishem Nizgai Rosh Yemish. Vidi everything lay it, Zidin Lachno, Mishim Shosh Yisuf. So Roshna Tesis is, I am Rabbi Shlomo, the Inigi Yeres Gmuro. Tesis should say, Yekmot, now we are considering it from the point of view of Rav Nechemia. According to Rav Nechemia, if one is Mizgaya for ulterior motives, so it's no Geus. So why does Tesis use the Lashon Yamar Bishleimo Din Geyeres Gmuro? In Geyeres, he's an Orchi. So it appears from Tesis that even according to Rav Nechemia, he's not completely a Goy. But he's not a Gagom. He's not a Gagom. He's not a Gagom. So in other words, again, so we have to say that now, what's the time of Rav Nechemia? Why shouldn't he be a Ger? Now, Rav Nechemia has reference to a case. Rav Nechemia has reference to a case where he becomes a committed Jew. He does observe the reason. But the motivation is not Lishim Shamayim. He did it because he wanted to marry a certain woman. But because of his desire to marry a Jewish woman, so he became a Shema Mitzvah. So why shouldn't he be considered as a Gergomo? Why shouldn't he be considered as a Gergomo? So the answer is, because that's also one of the things that is obligatory upon someone who is coming to the Messiah. Who comes to the Messiah. In other words, that if somebody wants to become a Jew, so he has to embrace Yadus, Lishim Shamayim. That's one of the obligations incumbent upon a Ger, that if he wants to become a Yisrael, he has to embrace Yadus, Lishim Shamayim, not voluntary motives. And that's the halacha, you see, because we are not allowed, it's an Issa D'Oraisa, to admit someone as a Jew if he doesn't do it, Lishim Shamayim. So then, he did not, she stopped arguing with him. But, so this is also one of the obligations that is incumbent upon a Ger Bishat Geus, that he should embrace Yadus Lishem Shamayim, not voluntary motives. But the Kabbalah Mitzvah is the Kabbalah Mitzvah, too, according to Teisa Shite, Kabbalah Mitzvah is marking. But here we are dealing with a Ger who, because of ulterior motive, was merely become a Mitzvah. So Mimele, he is a Ger, but he did not conform to all the obligations that are incumbent upon a Ger. So Mimele, he's still a Ger, like a Ger with Rabbis, who didn't bring a cop, but he's also loving the cop. Oh, but this does not explain. So why does he say, Yeah, Mimele, didn't hear it, Muro Nich, Lachatrilo Yichneis, Mishim Disofi, Yeres, Vishemun is Gairo, Vishemish, Now what does Tesis mean? But we are talking here because in other words, it's not a Vadai. But it is a Vadai. We are talking of someone who is Nizgaya L'shem Mish, L'shem Mish, L'shem Shulchan Malachim. We are talking of such a case. So why does Taisa say, Ein lehachna mishulchosh ezu? It's not a question of lechshosh. So we have to go over the next Taisa. The Taisa of Leib Midobi Leib Shlein Shleimei. So Taisa says the kashe, Vahid Teil Gvei the Shabbat. Ahu de Oshom Ikami the Hila. The Omar the Yereini al Menas Lassis King Godot. So, but two Achoyo Hila al the same three Lassis with him Shamai. וכן ההיא זה התחילה, זה אפילו תמיד רבי, זה התחילה, כי הרייני על מה שאני עושה לא יתתאו. And the woman got her, even though she was a פחוצה דבר האוצת, and then she became a בעל השיום. So the question is, but we're not allowed to be מקבל, if somebody becomes a gear, for an ulterior motive, so cases give the terms, that if the best is sure, that in the end, they will be מקבל את לשם שמיים, Mikabalet Lishim Shamayim, so then we are allowed to be Mikabalet here, even though at that moment she is not doing it Lishim Shamayim. Now what's the pshat in this? Monefshach, if there is an Issa, to be Mikabalet, a Gea, who is misguided himself or herself for an ulterior motive, so at this moment there is an ulterior motive, but Bezdin is convinced that 5 years later, so he'll do it, he'll be Mikabalet Lishim Shamayim. But the Geos is not taking place 5 years later, the Geos is taking place right now. So why was Hillel Mikabel the Gea? The Gea says he wants to be a Gea, but he wants to be a king of. So Hillel was Mikabeling. And then in the end he realized that he doesn't have to be a king of. It's all right if he will not be a king of. So the question is, how was Hillel Mikabel the Gea? Because Hillel was convinced that in the end, he'll be Mikabel, the Geirus, he'll be happy that he became a Geir even without being a king of. But the question is why? But if there is an Issa, so we have to explain it the same way. That the reason as to why it's Osir to be Mikabel a person who is Misgaya himself, Shaloi L'Shem Shamayim, is Misgaya himself, so Shaloi L'Shem Shamayim is because he is Mechuyev to embrace Yadus. To embrace Yadus, Lishem Shamayim. So Mimele, we are not allowed to be Mikabel him, because after all, he doesn't conform to all the obligations that are incumbent upon him. So Mimele, we are not allowed to be Mikabel him. But if Beth knows that in the end, he'll realize that he should have been misguided even without that ulterior motive, so then there is no Issa to be Mikabel him. So Mimele, he at Issa says, Dei lehachna mishuchshosh ezu. Now the question arose, but we are dealing with the case where Bez knows that he's misguided Lishem Isha. He spelled it out, he said, everybody knows. So why did he say mishuchshosh ezu? The answer is, true, right now, so he feels that the only reason as to why he should become Jewish is because he'll be able to marry this woman. But it's possible that after being a Jew for several years, he'll realize that even without marrying this woman, it was worthwhile to be misguided. So Mimele, it shouldn't be osir, and suppose Bez knew that several years later, he'll realize that it was worthwhile for him to be misguided, even without being married to this woman, so then it wouldn't be osir. But it is something Bez doesn't know. In the case of Hillel, or Rapriya, in the case of Rapriya, so then they knew. But here, how does he know? It's possible. Maybe even in the end, he'll feel that the only reason as to why it was worthwhile for him to be misguided is in order to be married to this one. So then, it's osir. But there is a possibility, but there is a choshe, maybe he will not be mikabel Lishem Shamayim, even then. So Mimele, since it's only a sophist, so Mimele Bezdin is not made. Because Bezdin itself doesn't know. Yes, what?
You could just explain, like, one of the Lashonos and the Rashba, that the ones who asked the thought of the word Kasha was from the Sefer, the Lo Yotzi, because it has to be Bavadai that it's L'Shem Shemayim. Really, it's not a sophist, a shopping. It's not a sophist, it's only a shash, but still, it has to be mostly unless it's Bavadai. So on that
front,
Tosus also learned it wasn't something a
shuffle,
but Tosus didn't hold it that far.
But we see from Tosus that even when there is a chash, we are not allowed to have
Lechatkel.
But it's not a It's not me. It's not me.
Because of the Lashon, then it's
only... It's not me. Isn't
it only because of the Shoshan and the Rabbanim Makatila, but as those Rishonim say, the ones who hold Yotzi is because Achi is Gora Lebenzi. So, and that's what we've always the other sheep in the Rashba.
You know, but he takes this, he's discussing it, Alibid Rav Nechemye.
Right.
Because Alibid Rav Nechemye, so even David, she's not a year as more. She's a year, but she's not a year as more. So Monefsheh, if she's not a year as more, so Mimele, you should be made to her too, because she's also lovely to call.
You also have
1 second. What's a lovely call? So the answer is, seems it's possible. That in the end there'll be Mikabli Shem Shamayim, and he says, and it might be, and let's say, and she says now that she is Mikabli Shem Shamayim, but we don't know whether he's telling the truth or not. So Mimele Besen cannot be made. It's Loigora, even according to Chamye, because it's Loigora, we have to apply the thesis to a case where she says, after we married her, so she says that now she's Mikabli Shem Shamayim. But still not Bo, maybe she's deceiving us. The answer is, since it's possible that she's already Mikabli Shem Shamayim now, and even if right now not, but later on. So, and it's possible that even now she's Mikabli Shem Shamayim, but Bezdin doesn't know her, so Mimele Bezdin cannot be Meitzi. Like the Halacha of Isis Lechot Miyadel. So by Trey Utrey, so the Gemara says in Ksuves that Bezdin cannot be Meitzi. Because when a person says, if it nishes lechot miyadeo, and she marries Borali, so in other words, that she's not an ishishish, even though Bezdin has a sofik, so Bezdin cannot be meiti. So here too, because Tesis apparently says, yamud b'shleim negiyar es muro nichet, l'chatchilo yichlesh v'sofik yeresi, l'shem nizgayro l'shem ich. So even if she says that she was mikabelis l'shem shemayim now, before she gets married, so Bezdin doesn't let her get married. But with the Eved, they were 80. They were half Mishra Shashizu. Because, in other words, so we could say that when the Mishnah says, in Kinesi Mitzimi Yodei, it is reference to the case where she says that she is already in Mikabela Shet Lashim Shammah. But we don't know. So Mimele Lechatchila, we don't let her marry her. But the Eved, we cannot be Meitzi. Because it's Ligora, the Mishis Lechot Meidel. So if she is in Neres Borali, and Bezdin doesn't know, it's possible that she is telling the truth. So Mimele, we cannot be Meitzi. So here too, we cannot be Meitzi. But according to Tesis, and Tesis says, Videre din leitzi, lachma shashizu. So according to the Havamin of Gemore, that she's not Giyeres Gmuro, so why aren't we Meitzi? Because the Mishnah is referenced to a case where he was Kenes her, and then she says, now even though originally I was Nizgayer, because of Melchior motive, but now I am become Lepishim Shemayim. So, but Bezdin doesn't know whether she's telling the truth or not. So Tesis says, no, since it's possible that she is telling the truth, so in many ways, Eila Hachma Mishmach Shoshet. All right. Mishim Drabashe, Hosha Mimcho Akshuspe. Eimeri, the Benita Roa Pnuyo Eila Hachma Lichni. Mishim Lozes Vasayim. The Adarabe, Mitzvah Lekenso. The Barnuso, Ksiv, Viloi, Sialish. So, in other words, so from Tesis it's Mashma. Now, from Rashi, we are Mitayim. From Rashi we are mitayik that in regard to Hamita Rashifro, the Nishtachro, as we call him Nizgairo, Harizoliknes, Mishim Rashi, Yemro, Emeso, Akilorishain, that when we say Harizoliknes, if he knows Nizah, that it's a billboard, it's a check. So Mele is not allowed to marry her. But if he knows Nizah, that it's MS, that he committed a Tavere with the Shifro, the Nochi, so then it shouldn't be offered. From Rashi it's Mash. Now, the Arishenim will say explicitly the reverse, that even if he himself says it's true, I committed Avera, so then it's still a Yichnes. It's still a Yichnes. Why? So why is it a Yichnes? So the Rishenim explain it. Because there will be a laws against Bez. You see, it's not a laws against him, but it's a laws against Bez. Because since Bezdin is also to be Mikabel Iger, who is Mizgayer, Shalom Yishim Shamayim for an ulterior motive. Now, so in the case where he says that it's true, that lad is true, so Mimele then there might be, if he'll be allowed to marry her, then there will be a laws against this. In other words, that there was collusion on the part of them. So because of that, even if it's emes, so it's not allowed to be kenes. But from Rashi it's mashma that when is it osea to be kenes only when it's checker. But when it's emes not. And we're not chayish for the laws against this, that people say there was collusion on the part of this. Now, when Taisa says here, So when Taisa says the Adar Rabbi Mitzvah Kenso, when is it Mitzvah Kenso? If it's Emes, but if it's Sheker, it's not shy of the same Mitzvah Kenso just because malicious people fabricated a malicious story about it. So in other words, so Taisa is saying that the Benitano at New York. So he says, "Ein lehachmir milichneis mishum lozis v'sayim the adara b'mitzvah l'kein." Now let's see the Rosh.